Dharmacharis and Dharmacharinis. In April 1988, at a celebration marking the 20th anniversary of the Western Buddhist Order, I read a paper in which I proposed to trace what I called the history of my going for refuge to the Three Jewels, as well as to share with my auditors some of my current thinking as regards my own relation to the Order and the relation of the Order itself to the rest of the Buddhist world. As it happened, the tracing of the various steps by which I had arrived at my understanding of the act of going for refuge as the central and definitive act of the Buddhist life took much longer than I had expected, and I was obliged to postpone my remarks on the two remaining subjects to some future occasion. 2 years later, when the Order celebrated its 22nd anniversary, I accordingly read a paper on my relation to the Order. But this, too, became longer than I had expected, with the result that I was unable to say anything about the relation of the Order to the rest of the Buddhist world. Now, 6 years farther on, when we are celebrating the 28th anniversary of the Order, I hope to be able to deal with the subject, thus bringing my original undertaking to a belated conclusion. I shall take up the thread where I dropped it at the end of my paper on the history of my going for refuge. Having remarked that the nature of my relation to the Order had transpired to some extent in the latter part of the narrative, I continued, as regards the relation of the Order to the rest of the Buddhist world, let me simply observe that it is a relation that subsists essentially with individuals, and that on this, the occasion of our 20th anniversary, we are happy to extend the hand of spiritual fellowship to all those Buddhists for whom commitment is primary, lifestyle secondary, and who, like us, go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. The three principles here laid down, at least by implication, provide me with a point of departure for what I have to say today. Before embarking on the subject of the Order's relation to the rest of the Buddhist world, however, I want to make a few remarks of a more general nature. Since I spoke on the history of my going for refuge, 8 years have passed. 8 years is a long time, especially when one considers that it represents nearly one third of the time for which the Order has been in existence. During those 8 years, quite a lot has happened. In 1988, there were 336 Order members worldwide. 2 years later, there were 384. Today, there are 654. With the growth of the Order, and it has grown not only numerically, but in collective experience and maturity, there has been a corresponding growth in its and the FWBO's activities. New public centers and residential spiritual communities, and even team-based right livelihood businesses, have sprung up, while old ones have expanded and diversified. Books have been written, new magazines launched, and films produced. One might be forgiven for thinking that there was no end to what had happened, both externally and, what is no less important, in terms of the achievement by individual order members of a deeper experience of going for refuge by means of ethical living, meditation, dharma study, spiritual friendship, community life, and ritual and devotion. For me personally, the most important thing to have happened in the course of the last 8 years is that I have been able to hand on many of my responsibilities as founder and head of the order to a team of some dozen order members, especially those comprising the College of Public Preceptors. Soon, I hope, all those responsibilities will have been handed on, at least to the extent that this is possible while I am still physically present among you. As you know, last year I celebrated my 70th birthday, or rather, you and the rest of the movement celebrated it, and I simply enjoyed the celebrations. And I feel it to be incumbent upon me, during such time as I have left, to do whatever I can to ensure the continuity, well-being, and growth of the movement after my departure from the scene. This includes sharing with you my current thinking about the Dharma in general and our own tradition in particular, and this is one of the reasons I'm addressing you today on the relation of the order to the rest of the Buddhist world. Of course, I have been anticipated by Subhuti, who in 1991 gave a talk on relations with other Buddhists. In this talk, he explored the subject under the three principal headings of the need for clarity, history of the FWBO's relations with other groups, and principles behind our contact with others, each of which enabled him to touch on a variety of issues and make a number of important points. This paper will be much more limited in scope, as I shall be dealing with the relation of the order specifically to the rest of the Buddhist world, as well as having more to say about that world itself. Subhuti's talk and my paper may therefore be regarded as complementary and best read in conjunction with each other, even though there is a small amount of overlap. In any case, Subhuti has his style and I have mine. Perhaps it is also relevant to observe that during the last 4 or 5 years, I have had more personal contact with leading Western Buddhists, both European and North American, than I had in the course of the preceding 20 years. But it is time I returned to the three principles that were laid down, at least by implication, in the remarks with which I concluded my paper on the history of my going for refuge, and which provide me with a point of departure now. These three principles may be designated, for convenience, the principle of ecumenicity, as represented by the words, the relation of the order to the rest of the Buddhist world, the principle of personal contact, as represented by the words, it is a relation that subsists essentially with individuals, and the principle of orthodoxy, as represented by the words, we are happy to extend the spiritual fellowship, we are happy to extend the hand of spiritual fellowship to all those Buddhists for whom commitment is primary, lifestyle secondary, and who, like us, go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. For the sake of connectedness of exposition, I shall be dealing with the second and third principles in reverse order.